Minute Fly on the T Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning, and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, across from Oscar Gamer III. Oh, it's Garner, isn't it?
Something like that.
Oscar Garner III. He's our resident caddy, celebrity hack caddy, and he's kind enough to make a celebrity appearance today, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for showing up.
Can I tell you a quick story about the gamer thing? This is a quick story.
Absolutely.
Quick story.
We're about stories here on Florida.
All right. So we submitted Garner. They got my name wrong. They put gamer in. We're all cool with it. But when I was in college, I had a guy draw up a business plan and send it to me. He was like, hey, Oscar, I want your thoughts on this. I've never met the guy before in my life. Just randomly emailed me. Had my MSU email. I open it up. It's got my full background, bio, a LinkedIn picture, and at the top it says Oscar Gardner III.
You're a gamer, you're a gardener.
He pulled all that everything I had and got my last name wrong.
You're a gamer, you're a gardener, you're a financial analyst.
We're many hats. We wear many hats.
And unfortunately, you're a Michigan State Spartan fan today.
Oh Lord. No, very, very fortunate. We're excited. But we'll talk about that in an hour.
Okay, we'll talk about that on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're here every Saturday, 11 to 12, of course, talking the world of golf. Not a whole lot going on right now. We've got a little PGA Bermuda. We got a little LIV. And we'll talk about that. It's right here in the state of Florida, down in Miami at Doral. And looking forward to that conversation with John Rieger. He'll fill us in on all the ins and outs down there in Doral. I'm sure he's played that track. And this is what? Team competition, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what do we got? You said five. We have $5 million on the line. The quarterfinals was just played. As you guys know, it's the team format going head-to-head. So I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the groups we got. Always remember that these are the most comical group names you've probably ever read. Smash group went against the Niblicks. Still can't get over that. Smash goes up 2-1 against the Niblicks. Brooks Koepka was the leadoff in that group against Harold Varner.
Harold Varner handed it to him.
What? No. It wasn't. It wasn't as bad as people make it seem. It was actually pretty close.
Be careful. John Rieger's joined us. You know how he likes to edit anything that comes out of our pie holes. So make sure that. Are you there, John?
I am here.
Well, we'll let Oscar Gamer III get through the LIV leaderboard. I'll touch upon the PGA, and then we'll throw you into this conversation as you get your cigar lit and your beverages open.
Fantastic.
So to follow up, we got the Majestics versus the Ironheads, who had a full clean sweep all matches won, including the alternate shot. Ian Poulter's the lead there going against Kevin Na. Blowout by that team. Torque played the Cleeks. Cleeks winning it. The head-up match with Neiman, he won his round. But Cantor, McDowell, and Bland won their rounds in the alternate shot. High Flyers went up against Punch. They win 2-1. Mickelson, lefty, going down once again. Has not had a great track record since being in LIV. The two head-to-heads in that one won, but the alternate shot was handed to the High Flyers. And that's what we have right now. Let's remember.
Thank you for breaking down that roller derby update.
Right, exactly.
That roller derby update with $50 million on the line and 12 teams splitting that jack tomorrow.
Well, let's remember for the semifinals, there is a bye. So the top four teams that received a bye. Let's see, what teams do we have here? Why are my teams named? No, here we go.
They don't roll off their tongue.
Yeah, right. No, I don't have these fully memorized by now. So the four aces, the crushers, the fireballs, and the stingers all have advanced past to the semifinals with a bye. Dustin Johnson leading the four aces, Bryson DeChambeau leading the crushers, Sergio Garcia with the fireballs. And Charles Schwartzel leading the Stingers.
All right, we'll go to the PGA, and then we'll get John, and then we will talk to Michael Fors, the Guinness Book of World Records cat. That he's got some great stories from Dallas right now. Ben Crane, there's a name that we haven't heard in quite some time. He got a sponsor's exemption. He's taking advantage of it. He shot a sizzling 66 yesterday, 62 yesterday, 66 on Thursday. He's at 14 under. Austin Smotherman, 13 under. Robbie Shelton, 13 under. Ben Griffin, Adam Shank. Let's see. Oh, Aaron Baddeley. There's another name that we haven't seen for quite some time on a leaderboard. And that's the beauty of this Bermuda Championship event, and brought to you by Butterfield. And John Rieger is brought to you by our good friends at Big Storm and now Ice Pick. I don't know why, John, but I just threw both the alcohol sponsors your direction, buddy.
Well, you know, once people get done listening to our Live Golf update, they're going to want to start drinking right away. So what a great sponsor to have. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome, Ice Pick. Ice Pick Vodka. I'm just so excited to have them on board. And, you know, I think it's one of those beverages that we call it liquid tempo. So you start your round out with a quick shot of Ice Pick Vodka, and you're guaranteed to shoot a lower score. Now, this is just like bowling in the sense that, you know, once you've had that one or two beers, you're bowling pretty good. And then you get into the third beer, all of a sudden the production goes way down. Same for golf. But welcome, Ice Pick Vodka.
Hey, no. With me, when I drank, it was like aiming fluid. Everything went in. Same thing with pool. It's bizarre. The more I drank, the better I got. Now, that's a sad state of affairs at the amount that I was consuming on a nice day on the track.
Well, yeah, I thought you were going to say the older you get, the better you were, or something like that. That's more of a golf expression than a drinking expression.
Yeah. So how you been, man? What's going on? What you been doing this week?
Well, you know, it's a rainy day up here at Crescent Beach in St. Augustine area. So I think that Wild Bill's weather, the golf weather report's not very optimal here. Up in this area, seas are 2 to 3 feet with a light chop, but the temperature is beautiful out there. It's 72 degrees, and humidity's not too bad, even though you've got quite a bit of rain. But so for a golf report, I know that the PGA Tour is in Bermuda, so you know, giving a Wild Bill's golf weather report from Bermuda, it's just like, you know, it's like the same old thing every day. Just perfect, 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 perfect. So Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report is brought to you by Yank and Crank Extreme Fishing Fashion. So we got the weather report out of the way, and I want to add into something you're going to hear about Live Golf. And the Big O, you did a pretty good job of trying to figure this out. It does sound like a bowling league from the Villages or something on Tuesday nights when you look at some of these names. I guess, you know, Fireball's a great name to have for a team. So I guess if it was you and I and Mike and we threw Barry Smith in there, we'd have to call our team the Hackers. So that would be our Live Golf name. But, you know, there's $50 million being divvied up at this tournament. And one of the unique things about it, and it all week long, there's been all kinds of celebrity highlights and DJs and music and performances and things, and they wrap it up with a huge concert tomorrow. But they're playing this down at Trump Doral. So it winds up tomorrow. Now, this is unlike all the other formats that they've had. It's strictly a team championship, and there's 12 teams. So, you know, there's been some eliminations. So on Friday, you had four teams eliminated, and each team got $1 million. So, each guy got $500,000 for getting eliminated on Friday. Saturday, each team gets $3 million apiece. So that means that $1.5 million split, but, you know, is the individual payout. And then third place, and second place, $8, $6, and $4 million is that, and then $16 million for first place. So that's pretty amazing. That's a lot of money. I guess it's $50 million, and that undoubtedly is like the most richest person in golf. But it's down there at the Trump Doral. In fact, the former president teed it up in the Pro-Am, and you know, he's actually a pretty good golfer. And so I know that the celebrities were out there. There was a little bit of banting back and forth this week as Brooks and Phil went after it a little bit. Phil was putting a little dig in Brooks. Brooks was giving Phil some trash talking at the press conference and talking about majors and this, that, and the other. And Phil looked over and says, "Hey, Brooks, you got that green shirt on. You know, I know I have a green jacket." So I know Brooks has always wanted to win the Masters. I don't know if he'll ever get to be able to compete in the Masters now with the rules of golf that they put in there. So a little banting back and forth. It's an interesting format because on the final day, the four remaining teams, they all four players, the scores were counted. And that, we call that in the world of golf the aggregate score. So it's kind of common, you know, when you play member guests or club tournaments or something like that, they usually have some sort of format where you start out with the scramble the first day, and then you do best ball the second day, and then you do aggregate the last day, which is the toughest format. So the LIV Golf, it's aggregate. So, you know, Pat Perez out there, he needs to make sure he buckles up and contributes because there's no riding a wave. You've got to, all scores count. So you could have three people, you know, go low and one person shoot 75 or 80 and just tank your entire team and cost them $1 million. So that should be interesting to watch.
You're listening to On the Tee Florida. We've got John Rieger live from Crescent Beach, Florida. The big old Oscar Garner III just stepped out. I didn't go over the people we've talked to. Like I said, Michael Furs. We'll talk to him after this next break. And then we'll talk to Tyson Dwayne. He's the owner and operator of Mainland Golf Course. And John Rieger will stay with us to keep the level of intelligence and no more editing now that the big O's gone, my man. Big day for Florida. Big day in your neighborhood, actually, in Jacksonville with the Bulldogs and the Gators. I'm sure everybody's getting all wound up for that that contest today at 3:30.
Well, you know, it's more than a football game. It's an experience, you know. And I know that the networks had to get away from calling it the world's largest cocktail party, but it is. It's people actually have been coming into town during the week, and even down here in the St. Augustine area, you've got people coming in, staying at all the Airbnbs and the hotels, and they make a week's vacation of it. You can already, there's, you know, cars all over town driving around with Georgia flags, some Gator flags, and it's quite an event, especially down near the stadium area where people bring their RVs in there and they literally set up a city for the week. I think the weather's going to be good for them later on today. I know that we've had some rain this morning, but it's moving through. But there's golf tournaments that are held because of the game. There are 5Ks. There's pickleball. There's a wonderful little establishment right down the street from where we live called it's called BTW Hurricane Bar. You know, and it's kind of a dive bar. It's really nice. You know, as far as you wear your flip flops down there, and they have ice cold beer and bar food and stuff like that. And that, you know, they've actually closed out the parking lot today, and they're barbecuing, so they're going to have a huge tailgate party. And that, you know, and this is like 50 miles away from downtown Jacksonville, where the game is going to be held. So yes, there is quite an element to it. You'll see probably on television some of the PGA Tour pros that, you know, that aren't playing in Bermuda that'll be hanging around the game. In fact, if we talk about that Bermuda tournament, it's really interesting that you mentioned that Ben Crane was leading. Now, Ben hasn't been very active on the tour the last 3 or 4 years. I know it's not really because of injuries. He's getting into his mid-40s here. But he won 5 times on the PGA Tour. And they go way down the list to try to get golfers to play in that because it's hard to fill the entire field. And they gave him a sponsor's exemption. So it's really great to see him play good. But for our listeners out there, you may want to know that Ben Crane was a member of the Golf Boys. And I don't know if you remember this video this is probably about 10 years ago. It was Ben Crane and Ricky Fowler and Hunter Mahan and Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson.
And they did that golf video, and it was just absolutely hilarious. They called them the Golf Boys. All you got to do is do a little Google search for, hashtag Golf Boys, or just go Google Ben Crane music video, and you'll see this absolutely hilarious video that was put out there about 10 years ago.
Well, you know, John, Ben Crane, when that first came out, I thought it was hilarious. I talked about it on my show up north. He just seemed like too conservative to be in that, and it looked like he was actually enjoying himself. And speaking of Bubba Watson, Bubba Watson's now a on-course color analyst for LIV's broadcast. Did you see that?
You know, I didn't catch any of the broadcast yesterday, but I guess he's slated to join them next year when they start their schedule up. So might be interesting to hear some of the colloquialisms that only Bubba could come up with watching the LIV Golf and watching his fellow competitors out there tear it up and make millions. He just can't wait to get involved with that too.
Well, here's how good a guy Bubba Watson is, and I've always been a Bubba fan. I for a while I call him, you know, balling Bubba Watson. Every time he won, he'd cry, but I can understand why. I mean, it's fabulous. But anyway, he bought for the entire production crew, which is 200 plus. There's some great ice cream shop down there and right by the golf course or on the golf course, and he bought everybody ice cream. And there was a line of all these people as they were eating ice cream from Bubba. And he said, I just wanted to help them out because they're helping me, and I'm a rookie here on the track. Hey, John, let's take our first break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk to the magician, the Guinness Book of World Records holder, Michael Furs, right here on the tee, Florida. John Rieger will stick with us, and we'll talk to Michael Furs. We'll be right back here live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah!
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida. I'm Mike Rickard. On the other end, of course, is John Rieger. We're efforting, as I said, we're efforting Michael Furs, the magician. And he's done some amazing things with that golf club of his, hasn't he, man?
That is absolutely unbelievable what he does, and it's really interesting. As I knew we were going to have him on as our guest today, and I was just doing a little show prep and looking into his background again, and it's almost like an arms race because every year he keeps setting a world record with a longer and longer and longer club, even to the point it was really funny to see that the celebrities now are getting involved with this, and I think he's a very unique individual. Do we have him on yet? Is he going to be on the air soon?
He must be in the middle of a lesson with some entertainers because he's not answering. And he and I talked late last night. We'll get him on. I think I'll try Tyson down there at Mainland, and you and I have plenty to talk about. Speaking of talking about things, I'm going to need you on Wednesday night, brother. Let's talk a little bit about the Florida Sports Hall of Fame and the induction class Wednesday night at Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah, you know, a couple of weeks ago we did a show on this, and I want to let our listeners know out there that the annual enshrinement, the 2022 enshrinement at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, is going to be held at Raymond James Stadium in the East Club. It's going to be Wednesday, November 2nd, starting at 6:30. And it's going to be a nice little stand-up cocktail and hors d'oeuvre mix and mingle. And, you know, you get a chance to be right up front and personally talk to some of these Hall of Famers that are coming in there. The golf angle, of course, was Fred Ridley is one of the enshrinees. It's one of the people going in, and he's going under, obviously, the category of golf. And for our listeners out there, I think they all know who Fred Ridley is, but if you don't, he's chairman of Augusta National and the Masters golf tournament. So you know, he used to be president of the USGA, but he also was a great player in the mid-70s. He won the U.S. Amateur, and he never turned pro. And at the Augusta National, you get to come back every year and play, not in the tournament. You only get to do that if you win the U.S. Amateur, and you can play that 1 year, but you get to play in the par three tournament as a former U.S. Amateur winner, and you get invited back. So I think that's what kind of solidified a solid relationship with Augusta National, where now he's running the whole thing. But Fred Ridley from Tampa, you know, played a lot of his golf at Palma Sia, University of Florida graduate. So I think Fred's probably took the jet and went to Jacksonville to watch the Gators play later today. And but we also have a lot of other interesting people going in. We have Dexter Jackson, who won the of course the first year the Bucks won the Super Bowl, and he was a most valuable player of that game, and was really instrumental in the Bucks winning that game. Then you have Pam Oliver. She's from CBS Sports and famous broadcaster. She went to Florida A&M, and so this is our first female sportscaster that goes in there. And we can't forget about Vinny LeCavalier, the greatest hockey player of all time, it seems, from played for the, you know, obviously Tampa Bay Lightning and Stanley Cup winner. And then we have our local favorite Barry Smith going in. Barry set all kinds of records at FSU as a receiver. And we're talking, you know, this is back in the late 60s, early 70s, and he still holds some of those records. Even, you know, all the different passing phenoms and things they've had throughout the years, he still holds records there. And so Barry's, you know, he's been heavily involved with the NFL alumni and also a lot of philanthropic golf events. And so he's been a major player in the world of sports. In fact, he used to be the president of Florida Sports Hall of Fame, as was responsible for bringing that organization back from where it was just years ago, it was bankrupt and didn't have a home. And now we have a home in Port St. Lucie at the Mid Florida Event Center, a beautiful museum down there. And Barry's a president emeritus of the organization. But we're looking forward to that November 2nd. Now, for our listeners out there, you can still get tickets to it. So if you wanted to go to, and it's a ticket, you don't have to buy a table or anything like that. You can just buy a ticket and go in as general public and, you know, have the hors d'oeuvres and have some beverages and mingle. We're going to have theater style seating in there with all these big screens of talking about the enshrinees going in. So just remind everybody, November 2nd. So if you go to, online, you go to Florida Sports Hall of Fame, HOF, so I'm going to spell it out. So it's FLA Sports HOF.org. Just do hashtag Florida Sports Hall of Fame. You'll find it on the social medias. You'll find links to be able to go buy a ticket. But yeah, I'm excited to, because I know I'm going to be able to hang with you on the pre Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement show. And we're going to be able to talk to some of these enshrinees that are going in. Plus, there are folks that live in Tampa that are already in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame that might just show up and you know, honor the incoming class of 2022.
Hey, let's go to Tyson Duane right now from Mainland Golf Course. Last week he was kind enough when we imploded when we had a quadruple bogey with our technology. He's kind enough to join us. How are you, my man?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
Not too shabby. How are things down south? Well, you're not that far south from us, but down at Mainland.
I would say they're the same as everywhere in Florida, our neck of the woods this time of year. It is gorgeous weather out almost every day.
Well, we've got John Rieger, the co-host, and he's live from Crescent Beach, Florida, and PGA of America Teaching Pro. Maybe your paths have crossed. But you've got an event coming up. You're going to mark a celebration here. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What's the day after Veterans Day, the 12th of November, that Saturday, is our 51st anniversary. We've got two tournaments going off, one in the morning and one in the afternoon around noonish, 7:15 and a 12:15 start. They're both shotgun starts. And it's my favorite day of the year, man. We have about 200 and 240 people out golfing. We're all raising money this year for the Fisher House at Bay Pines. $5 of every greens fee is going to go to that charity to help veterans' causes.
Well, we've had you on the air previously, but that was some time ago, and we didn't have the reach that we have now. Why don't you share your story and history at Mainlands and a little bit about your background?
Well, let's see. It's been in my family for 50 years. Grandpa had moved down from up north in the 70s, actually, I think the 60s, and purchased a course from the Mainlands Homeowners Association, and it's been in our family ever since. And a lot of our golfers do come from the Mainlands, but a whole lot come from all over the county. We're situated in the center of Pinellas County, so it's a short drive from almost everywhere in that area. And I've been back working as a general manager since 2005. It's been about 17, 18 years. And we just try to do it a little better each year and not lose where we came from.
Well, let me ask you this, because you know we're all very fortunate where we're located. When Hurricane Ian came through, did you sustain any damage? And John Rieger on the other end, you know, has told us of some of the trials and tribulations of the golf courses over the history of hurricane damage. How did you get through, Ian?
You know, I think like the rest of Tampa Bay, I was shocked. I thought this was our storm. You know, I've been living here for over 30 years. I thought this was our storm. It kind of took a turn at the very end there. And I think we had a few branches down. There was no damage whatsoever that we could see to the course. So it was very fortunate for us. And like I said, most of Tampa Bay, that we seemed to have dodged a real vicious hurricane.
Your event.
You know, one of the cool things I was looking at your website there, and I think one of the really cool things is your dynamic pricing model. Where years ago I had the good fortune of working with Arnold Palmer, and we created a program called Golf Rewards, where you got yards, like you got miles on the airlines, you can redeem them at certain times based on the flow of play. So if you had 50,000 yards, you'd take about all of them to go redeem them for a round of golf at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, but a Monday morning or afternoon, for 5,000 yards, you could get a free round. So I really like the way that you put this dynamic pricing model together, because you just don't really see that very much around the country. It's very innovative. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, thanks. We've been doing that about July of last year. I started it, and this will be the second season running through. And I was a little apprehensive of how it would be taken by the customers, but basically it's like market pricing. You know, when you go and you want to buy the stone crab season's right now, you know, it's whatever the market price is. It's supply and demand. And it's really put that into golf as it was pioneered, or not pioneered, but a lot with hotels and Uber and airline tickets. You tell us when you want to go. Everybody wants to go golfing Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. That piece of real estate is a little more expensive than golfing Wednesday afternoons at 2, you know, and it's just kind of, I found some people that are smarter than me to be able to write the algorithms and do the programming. And we put it in, and I've had some good success and a lot of good feedback from the customers.
You know, for our listeners out there, I haven't personally been to your golf course, but when I go, I'm definitely going to have to see this fountain that's adjacent to the putting green, because I'm reading here about William Blair, who passed away in 2015, and it says that a gentleman and a scholar, an excellent judge of fast women and slow horses, and not necessarily in that order. That's fantastic.
that was my grandfather's probably favorite saying. I don't know how many times that I heard that growing up. I think I actually just used it yesterday with one of the old-timer customers. He started it off, and I finished it. That's kind of funny you say that. Yeah, that's the memorial to my grandfather, that fountain.
You know, it's wonderful that you've got this as a family-owned golf course. You know, believe it or not, that most golf courses in the United States are small businesses, and a lot of them are family-owned. You know, a lot of times we kind of get lost in the shuffle between the TPC courses or Club Corp or Troon. You know, and they've got hundreds of courses all over the world. But, you know, golf is strictly, it's a mom-and-pa small business. And I know that I used to be a golf course owner and with a group of people. We weren't a big corporation. We were just a small business. And we knew that owning and operating a golf course, you know, you didn't get rich doing that. But it's such a wonderful way of life. But tell us a little bit about what's your most favorite thing about you guys owning and operating your own golf course and doing this for 51 years. What What do you think you enjoy the most about it?
You know, as a teenager, you never really, you rebel against everything your family is or whatnot. And I put golf down, and I was embarrassed of our course because we're not a championship course. We're par 67. We're a little bit longer than an executive course. And then as I've come back and matured and grown up, I love the community that I didn't even appreciate as a youth. And each year as I get a little bit older, I just appreciate seeing the same faces. You know, this type of year you get people coming from up north, people, Canadians, snowbirds you haven't seen in a year. And it's really cool. It's a beautiful thing to keep that community going and share stories and share experiences and share the game of golf. And for that, I'm blessed.
You're listening on the Tee, Florida. We're having a conversation with Tyson and Dwayne down at Mainland Golf Course. John Rieger up in Crescent Beach, Florida. And it's nice to have a couple guys that know something about the world of golf versus the hack here hosting. And how do people get a hold of you, Tyson, if they still want to play on that event November 12th?
We still have a few teams open in the afternoon. I believe the morning is all full as of yesterday. They can just call the pro shop, 727-577-4847. And if they want to put a team down, we're signing up singles or foursomes. And that's about as easy as it is.
Well, I tell you one thing, John Rieger's in charge of our social media. And one of the things that we're building a website, I want to make sure we get links to all of these tracks that we have on board, John. And we certainly want to get our friends south here, Mainland, because it's probably one of the few tracks. He invited me, actually, believe it or not, in our last interview. He may have changed his mind, but he did invite me to play on this track, John.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to coming down there and playing on this track one day. And I know that I see that that Tyson, you guys are on Twitter, and hey, so are we. And the bird got freed yesterday, so we're going to see what happens. What we can let loose now on Twitter and put some good golf jokes out there for everybody.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
All right, Tyson. Well, thanks for taking time out. I know you're not at the course today. You deserve a little time off, and enjoy your weekend. It's a beautiful weekend, and we'll stay in touch, and maybe we'll surprise you and come down on a Wednesday. We'll only get 2 points.
I look forward to it. I'll grab my clubs.
All right, my friend. All right, that's Tyson Dwayne of Mainland, and nice conversation. I tell you what, John, why don't we go to our last break, and we'll come back, and we're efforting Michael Furs, and otherwise you and I will stumble, fumble, and bumble for the last 20 minutes. Here on the Tee, Florida, we're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, on a spectacular day, and all of the watch parties are rolling in. There's a lot of college football on this wonderful day on a Halloween weekend. We'll be right back on the Tee, Florida.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we wind things down in the last 20 minutes here. We're about on the, I'd say, the 15th hole. I'm with John Rieger, of course, up in Crescent Beach, Florida, and former, not former, still PGA Teaching Pro of America. And my man, I actually, next week, I've got the text hotline all set up, and we'll be ready to roll out the opportunity to win a lesson from the great John Rieger. I've got a prize package that's going to knock people out to start the month of November, and we'll get that rolling first thing next week here on the T Florida.
Hey, let me tell you about that golf lesson, too. It's an online lesson, because obviously, when you start giving golf lessons away, unless you, you know, and most of our listeners are in the Tampa Bay area and other parts few and far between, so what happens is it's hard to hook up at a golf course somewhere and provide that free golf lesson. So I've got online golf lessons. I feature the Coach Now. It's a very friendly user app. It creates a private training space for each student, and you can load videos up there, and I can analyze them, put them on my Coach's Eye swing analysis app, and can do some voiceovers and send you back a swing analysis plus some drills that you can train with that practice the right things right, and then I'll even give you a little follow-up phone call to see how you did. So that's a regular service that I offer, and this online golf lesson is worth $150 is what I charge. So if you want to learn more about online golf lessons, and plus, the John Rieger Golf Report, you know, is the latest news and opinion from the world of golf, just go visit my website, johnriegergolf.com, or just hashtag John Rieger Golf out there on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and all the different social media sources out there. You'll find us, and you'll find the show for On the Tee Florida also. On the Tee Florida now, we'll have our website up soon, but we have full social media out there. So for listeners out there, just hashtag On the Tee Florida. You'll find us out there, and you'll get to see what Mike Rieger really looks like out there, too. He's his mug's front and center on that.
Well, don't run people away. Like, we could have run Michael Furz off because I know a buffoon that produces this show, and he had the wrong number listed for my main man, Matt, up in the studio. But we figured it out, and Michael Furz, the magician himself from Dallas, Texas, joins us. How are you, my man? And thanks for your patience.
Good morning, Mike, and good morning, Florida.
Well, speaking of Florida, you're gonna be making an appearance here in the next few months in Florida. I'm looking forward to meeting you, and I'm sure we'll be able to get John Rieger over to see you as well. Talk a little bit about your date that you'll be coming to the Sunshine State.
Well, my coffee sponsor, Companion Coffee, their big brother company, Companion Warrior, they provide pet insurance for veterans and retired service dogs, military dogs. So I'm honored to come to Florida to the World Golf Hall of Fame June of next year to raise money for such a great cause. They're veteran-owned, but they support the military and pets. I mean, it's just a double win-win.
That's absolutely fantastic. Now, I know that reading a little bit about you, and you were on the show here about a month or two ago, but why don't you refresh our listeners with how many times you've set world records and what world records you set using this unbelievably long driver. Kind of give us a little update on that, how you came about doing all this.
Well, about 10 years ago, I was going to do a funny video on a par 5 with my boss. We were swinging a regular 4-foot driver, and he says, "Hey, you don't have enough club? Here, why don't you swing this one?" So he hands me an 8-foot driver. So it was a great punchline, a funny gimmick. And then it just grew into what we're doing now, which is I travel around the state of Texas and occasionally around the country, swinging my 8-foot drivers for charity on par fives. But we grew to the world's longest golf club, starting out at 14 feet, and then it went to 20, 22 feet, 28 feet, 30 feet. The current Guinness World Record longest usable golf club is 51 feet, 1 inch. It requires two of us to swing it. Everybody knows Art Selinger, world long drive creator. My partner is one of his master club builders in Roanoke. Mike Roush and I, we just love having fun stretching the length of this golf club. That's where we're at now. We're partnering with the Discovery Channel to go head to head against Anthony Anderson, and I'm going to take Alfonso Ribeiro as my partner. My goal is to kick Anthony Anderson's ass. So that's just my personal goal on the Discovery Channel. But it'll all be in good fun.
Why don't you tell us how that story came about with Anthony Anderson? Because I don't think that when we first started that you knew he was trying to break your record.
No, I went to Vegas with Tiger and Phil for the $9 million match in October 2018. HBO wanted me to bring my 30-foot driver for Phil Mickelson to swing. It's great footage to intimidate Tiger because that's really all it's about. I thought there's no way in hell Phil is going to swing this 30-foot driver, so I brought him his own 8-foot driver, which is what we swing for charities. So he broke my 30-foot driver in about four pieces. The HBO saw that I'd been talking smack to Anthony Anderson after he had broke my world record. And so I talked smack to Anthony on the social media for about a couple years. And then finally I got a message from a producer from The Deadliest Catch wanting to know if the challenge was still on. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like Anthony Anderson. I said, oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, that challenge is still on. So they want to be involved. They think it's a great product. It's a great kind of a back storyline. Their idea is to get the record back. Who is chasing the record? Who's wanting to get the record back? I'm like, look, I broke my own world record twice, so we're all in the chase. The question is who's next? It's always the question. So they're wanting to bring us all together to create what we would consider a very weird but an interesting product. So that's kind of where we're at.
For our listeners out there, they probably could find, I know I found you on YouTube when I looked at to see that. So, I mean, you know, obviously we're doing a golf radio show. It's the best golf you'll ever see. But I would suggest, where would they find you on YouTube? How what's the best keyword to type in there to see it? Because it's really something when you see it. You know, in your mind, you envision some sort of, 30-foot driver, you know, and it looks like you swing it conventionally, but it's not sure. Conventional at all. So what's the best way to find you out there on the YouTube to see this?
Yeah, just like me, it's a trick shot. So there is a trick to the shot. So there's something special that we have to do extraordinary related to a regular swing. But Michael Furr World Record, you can Google either one of them on Google or YouTube. I believe I have about 80 pages of Google currently, and we have about 65 million views on all of our videos over the last 10 years. Nice collection and collage of all kinds of craziness.
You're listening on the
team. Appreciate your efforts as far as what you're doing with this Companion Coffee Company, but also supporting the First Tee and lots of charities as you go around the country. You are truly a unique individual when it comes in the world of golf like this. This is just nothing like it out there. And question for you. How in the world do you get these clubs around? I mean, you just can't go on an airplane. They'd have to, like, strap it on the fuselage to get it then. Well, how do you transport these things? Do you ship them in advance? Do you have to assemble them when you get there? How in the world do you put this together?
Those are all great questions. And yes, I do ship them in advance. When you have one-of-a-kind items that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, if they are not getting off the plane the same time you are, then you just can't go to Walmart or a PGA Superstore and go buy some 8-foot drivers or a 50-foot driver. So my sign sponsor, they have a big giant document tube. It's exactly like a big giant document tube, but it's what they put their material in, their vinyl material that comes in for them to print their stuff. This thing is about 10 inches across, like a dinner plate, and about 7 feet long, a little bit taller than a doorway. I actually can ship my entire show inside this transport tube. It weighs around 28 pounds. It'll have eight-foot drivers, a personal driver, a bunch of super tees in there, which are baseball tees for me to hit balls 1, 2, and 3 feet up off the ground. There's about 15 of them in there. The full Dorf golf set, with our small 22-inch driver and our cutout shoes. So really our show is transportable around the country. That thing can ship anywhere in the country for about $130, weighs about 30 pounds. So, yeah, we ship that thing in advance and it's waiting for us, to arrive to do our show. So that's how we be successful at that.
You're listening on the T Florida right here from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. John Rieger on the line, as well as Michael Furs. And before we let you go, Michael, I told you last night when I had a conversation with you, I was in the pickleball meeting. And you shared a story about Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler. Share that with our audience if they missed that, because here's these two greats in golf, both Texans, playing in a pickleball charity event in the last few days.
That's correct. You know, pickleball is a great, a really great sport that you can continue to do in your older years. So Scottie Scheffler and Jordan Spieth, they both live in Dallas with Tony Romo, or Blomo, I like to call him. So they were all scheduled to play in a celebrity pickleball match. They're the fourth guy was our professional tennis player that holds the record for the longest match in history at Wimbledon. I think it was like a six-hour match. So he was our fourth guy. So we have Jordan Spieth and Scottie Scheffler going against Tony Romo, and I believe the guy's name was Allen. I don't remember. So really fun pickleball match. You know, these guys, and you watch them on the preliminary video, they're very nervous. They're accustomed to going out and performing at things that they're good at, not at things that they're not good at. So to hear them talk, it's just like us. You know, they're coming down to kind of our level. So very fun to watch. All for charity, great exhibition match. And pickleball slows things down. Tennis is fast-paced. I was a former tennis professional, so tennis is very fast-paced, and pickleball really slows things down. And it's fun. I want to do it personally.
I was sitting with my buddy who's a tennis professional from Fort Myers, and we're diving into that world. But we were all looking at it last night, and Dirk Nowitzki actually was playing against those two. Can you imagine playing with Dirk with that wingspan? He was just
those guys are all neighbors.
Yeah, he owned them.
Yeah,
you know, it's Dirk really interesting. Nowitzki, I watched some of the videos from these guys. You know, watched some of the highlights, and you know, they're very, very good. You know, and there's a lot of similarities between the game of tennis and the game of golf, or sport of tennis.
Right.
I guess you can't call tennis a game like you call golf a game, but there are so many similarities out there. It kind of reminds me back in the old days. There was a guy named Frank Connor that. And he played on the tour, I guess, in the late 70s, early 80s, and he was the first person to have played in the U.S. Tennis Open and the U.S. Golf Open, if you think about that. His name's Frank Connor. I think it's around 1981 or two, somewhere out there, if you Google him. But that's, you know, I used to play tennis myself when I was younger, and I had to make a decision, you know, should I play tennis or should I play golf? But my decision was made pretty clearly because you can't take a golf cart in tennis.
Right.
Hey, Michael.
But you know, golf is the cool thing is golf and tennis are the only two country club sports because they are great for each other. It's all timing, degrees, rhythm, turning and being parallel to your impact point. You're dealing with hook spin, which is a top spin in tennis, and then you're dealing with a slice, which is backspin in tennis. In tennis, you can lose 47 straight points and come from behind and win. You're 1 point away from being skunked. In golf, you can play great golf for 4 hours and 45 minutes and lose focus on the last hole. They are really good for each other. So there's a reason why there's only two country club sports.
Yeah, just ask Mito, who finished horribly on the last hole this year at the PGA Championship, thrusting in a playoff with Justin Thomas, who went on to win it. But I get you there, yes. You know, golf is, according to Arnold Palmer, it's one of the most invigorating games, the most infuriating game at the same time. But, Michael, I'll tell you what, thanks for being on our show here, and I can tell you that we're going to follow you closely, and we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks for sharing my story and just kind of getting the message and the words out there. We appreciate the exposure. We can't do it on our own. We need the media's help to kind of share some unique, fun, and entertaining things with the public. So we appreciate all your help and all the support.
Michael Furs, look him up, folks. It's very intriguing and exciting, and he's just a great guy. I'll give you a shot this week. I want to talk to you about the high school benefits you're doing, because I'm immersed in them. In fact, one today. So please do that as soon as you can, my man.
Thank you so much, everybody, and everybody in Florida. Keep up the good work and keep on recovering. The rest of the country's still behind you guys. We know you're still struggling, but keep up the good fight.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael Furs.
Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Well, John, that's always an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I tell you what, fascinating individual. Look forward to seeing him maybe yet create another world record with the longest golf club. I know we're getting to the end of the show, so just one more little plug here for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Channel. Wild Bill's been texting me all morning trying to figure out how to listen to us online. So I just want to tell our listeners out there, download the app, Radio St. Pete, Google or Apple Store, and you can listen live to us every Saturday. And especially so we can give Bill a plug for his yank and crank, the extreme fishing fashion. But also for the John Rager Golf Report, I really appreciate being on every week. And you can find me online at johnragergolf.com or hashtag johnragergolf. Easy to find me. And let's not forget about On the Tee Florida and all the social media we have. Hashtag On the Tee Florida. And soon, a website will be born. And it'll be onthetflorida.com. So we're looking forward to that and having some fun. I can't wait till next week to give away that free online golf lesson with our text line. And people can text us in live time and interact with us a little bit on the air while they're either playing the last hole or driving down the road or just trying to sit there and get ready and watch which helmet Lee Corso is going to put on in game day on ESPN.
Well, he's got the week off there down on Jackson State. He's got a little medical issue, but I love Lee Corso, and he'll be out there. Hey, by the way, I just want to do a shout-out to Big John. He's our man, the plan, our IT guy. And John, I'm gonna sick you on him next week so we get this baby completed. But have a great weekend, brother. I appreciate you as always, and I look forward to seeing you this week. By the way, I'll call you a little bit later today. We're working on your rooms. I had a meeting last night with Ferg and Billy McGee, and we'll get you and your lovely bride taken care of here in Tampa, St. Pete. We can't wait to see you.
Hey, looking forward to actually being there at Ferg's next week for On the Tee Radio, On the Tee Florida. And also the Ferg's golf tournament is going to be Friday at the Bardmore Club. So we're going to visit Bob Daly, and what a wonderful place that is. So I'm looking forward to a complete week right after the Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement. And I will be sitting next to you next Saturday.
All right.
On air.
Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. I'm Mike Ricker. That's John Rieger, Tyson Duane, Michael Furs, Joe Bedreau, and Matt on the controls. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. God bless you.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.